Welcome back to the good old Georgian Vulture, sir.
I never thought to see it again. Oh, my mind is in a whirl.
We are indebted to your finding us rooms here, sir.
Dear Mr. Pickwick, you are not too angry with us.
You are very naughty children, and I am delighted for you, Miss Bella. Mrs. Winkle. I shall go to see your father at once, Nathaniel. Sam, book two places for the Birmingham coach tomorrow.
You're a will-o'-the-wisp, you are, Sam Weller. Never say hello without saying goodbye.
Mary.
Mary from Ipswich. What are you doing here?
I threw in with Mr. and Mrs. Winkle when they eloped. I always did love a true romance, Mr. Weller.
I'm sorry to take him away from you, my dear.
Mary, I'm afeard that being in the service of such a galvanising gentleman, I never knows whether I'm standing on the soles of my boots or the crown of me hat. Tally-ho! And so harum scarum up the Coventry Road to the mighty industrial city of Birmingham.
It is good of you to see me at such a late hour, Mr. Winkle.
I am pleased to make your acquaintance at last, sir.
The fact is, Mr. Winkle, I am the bearer of happy tidings.
Please come to the point.
I have a letter from your son. Mm-hmm. You will gather from the first few lines that he has, that Nathaniel is
married. I see.
Arabella brings £1,000, and I can assure you that her character is exemplary.
What is Nathaniel's address?
The George and Vulture. Oh. Lombard Street, in the city.
Then I think there is nothing else that need detain us.
But have you no words of cheer for your son? No blessing?
Mr. Pickwick, I do not consider elopement exemplary. Furthermore, I'm a businessman, and £1,000 is very little. However, he must make the best of it.
You mean to cut him? You will regret this, sir.
I am of a different opinion. Good night, Mr. Pickwick.
Well.
Oh, that I am the cause of the estrangement.
Oh, come, my dear. I mean, one look at your pretty face, and I'm sure he will realize the pleasure he denies himself.
But he's not going to look.